You're listening to the Passion Church Podcast. We believe that today's message will help you thrive in your relationship with Jesus as you follow Him. We'll be back after the podcast with more information. And now, today's message from Pastor Aaron Kozlowski, right here at Passion Church.
Hi. I'll move my tissue.
Okay, I'll let you move the tissue. We good? All right. Well, good morning, church. How's everybody doing today? It's good to, well, I'd love to say it's good to see you. For the band and a few here today, it's good to see you guys. We got an awesome crew that are here every week helping us make this happen because it is not happening accidentally and it is not happening without purpose and intentionality. And we just appreciate all of you guys, the band and our incredible sound engineers. And we just are so grateful, so grateful. So today it's, God is so good because He knew exactly what I was going to preach on. And today the message title is In the Fire. And so everything that Pastor Nicole was talking about is nothing that I'm going to talk about, which is even more amazing. And so we're going to talk about, though, being in the fire. And when I used to live in West Milford in a little apartment. It was a studio apartment. It was one room with a kitchen, bathroom, and walk-in closet off to the side. And it was my first place kind of like by myself. And I remember vividly, actually, how I would often feel super antsy. Like I had to, you could say, if I was there by myself, I felt like I had to get out. I felt cabin fever. I was like, all right, I just can't stay here. I gotta go. I gotta get out. And what I learned personally in that season was actually that it was my flesh trying to get its way, when in reality, what I needed to do in those moments was seek God's face. And so I began to, every time I felt that urge, like, I gotta get out, I gotta go out, I can't stay here, I would, in that moment, choose to seek God's face and spend time with Him. And I can remember some of the incredible times that I had with God in those moments when everything within me said I had to go out, I had to not stay here, and instead I would choose to press into His presence. It is always an amazing idea to press into His presence no matter where you are. And I want to start today by just encouraging you that I know we've been stuck home for a while. I want to get across the fact that God is our refuge. He is our high tower. He is our safe place. Our life is found in Him. It's not found in anything else. It's not found, just like Pastor Nicole was saying, it's not found in our ability to cope. It's not found in our ability to fit and fill the void in our soul with anything else other than Him. He is our life, and everything else is just fake bling. It really, really is. And so today, our message is titled In the Fire. And Pastor Nicole didn't even know that that was the title of my message today. I want to start in Daniel chapter 3. The entire story of Daniel is just incredible. But in Daniel chapter 3, we have the specific story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Or if you watch VeggieTales, Rakshak and Benny. All right, so in Daniel chapter 3, verse 1, it says, King Nebuchadnezzar made a gold statue 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Verse 5, when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and other musical instruments, bow to the ground to worship King Nebuchadnezzar's gold statue. Anyone who refuses to obey will immediately be thrown into the blazing furnace. Ouch. This is not the kind of decree that you want to hear when you on CNN or Fox News or whatever it is you watch when you wake up in the morning. Okay, if you don't bow down, you're going to get thrown into the fire. Have a great day. You know, that's just not the kind of news you want to hear. And I guarantee that there have been moments where you have heard news over these past few months that you didn't want to hear. Can I just tell you that even in the middle of news that you don't want to hear, God is with you? That he's not concerned? He doesn't get antsy. He doesn't get nervous. He doesn't say, oh no, oh no, did you hear the news? What am I going to do? I'm God. Oh no, I got to come up with something. I know this sounds ridiculous, but there's an emotional component to that reality. That just because we find something out doesn't change God. He was already aware of it. He was already right there. He already had a plan. He wasn't taken by surprise. This whole COVID pandemic, being quarantined, stay-at-home orders, whatever it is, God is not surprised. He knows where you are. He sees you, and you are not alone. And you need to know that today. See, just because we learn new information doesn't mean that God changes at all. Maybe you found out that you can't go back to school for the rest of this year, and that was heartbreaking to you. Maybe you found out you can't go back to school for the rest of the year, and you had a party. Still, whether you partied or whether you got depressed, God didn't change. Amen. And he never will. He is your rock. He is your redeemer. Maybe you lost your job. Your job did not change God. And you know what? Peace is far beyond whether or not you go to school, whether or not you're in a hospital, whether or not you have a job. Peace is far beyond what happens to you or around you. Peace is inside you. Amen. And what happens around you cannot rock that peace. He gives you his peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as this world gives, so I give to you. Hallelujah. So here's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they got themselves some bad news. What are they going to do? Are they going to be rocked by this news, or are they going to stay steady on the rock of Jesus Christ and of his word? All right? He is the word. Obviously, they didn't know Jesus as a person yet, because this is Old Testament, but we're going to get to that. All right, in Daniel chapter 3, verse 8, it says this. It says, but some of the astrologers went to the king and informed on the Jews. They ratted them out. Jerks. So I don't know about you, but I've heard a lot of stuff going on of, like, people ratting other people out for, you know, your kids are outside. Call the cops. Not supposed to be outside. You know, let me tell you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we're in the same boat that you and I are in so long later, all right? And so, verse 12, there are some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have put in charge of the province of Babylon. They pay no attention to you, your majesty. They refuse to serve your gods and do not worship the gold statue that you have set up. I will give you one more chance. This is the king now speaking to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I will give you one more chance to bow down and worship the statue I have made when you hear the sound of the musical instruments. But if you refuse, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. And then what God will be able to rescue you from my power? I know one. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, "Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue that you have set up." They were rock steady that they were not going to worship this idol. They were not going to worship Nebuchadnezzar's gods. They were only going to worship the God of the universe. They were rock steady. They refused to compromise. They refused to compromise. Verse 15, "I will give you one more chance to bow down and worship the statue I've made. When you hear the sound of the musical instruments, if you refuse, you'll be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. And then what God will be able to save you from my power?" Shadrach, Meshach, oops, I just read that twice, didn't I? There we go. So anyway, what happens is the king gets furious at them, and he orders that the furnace be raised or made hotter, seven times hotter. Seven times hotter than it normally was. And so the soldiers bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they throw them into this blazing inferno. And as they do, they are actually killed in the process because they have to get close enough to throw them in that it kills them. It's that hot. Talk about following orders. Ouch. So verse 23, here's where we are. "So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, securely tied, fell into the roaring flames." Great. Now what? Now they're in the fire. What are you going to do? I think Pastor Nicole said it really well. So many times we're looking for convenience and for comfort, and God is not interested in your comfort. You keep watching. Don't turn off. It's easy to hit click. God's not interested in how comfortable you are. Matter of fact, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not try to get out of this mess. Now they're in the fire because they refused to compromise what they believed. They refused to compromise. Now they're in the fire. But there was a suddenly. Verse 24, "But suddenly." See, our God is good in the fire. He's good anywhere, all the time, no matter what. He's good when you get bad news. He's good when you're in the fire. He is good. He is faithful. He is our rock. "But suddenly Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, 'Didn't we tie up three men and throw them into the furnace?' 'Yes, your majesty, we certainly did,' they replied. 'Look,' Nebuchadnezzar shouted, 'I see four men unbound walking around in the fire unharmed, and the fourth looks like a god.' Then Nebuchadnezzar came close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace and shouted, 'Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here.' So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. Then the high officers, officials, governors, and advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their heads was singed, and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell of smoke." Whew. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, who's Nebuchadnezzar? The guy who worshiped idols. The guy who made an image of himself 90 feet tall so the people could worship his image. The guy who had gods galore. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It wasn't about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It was about their God getting glory on the earth. Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him. You know, God is still trustworthy today. He is still reliable today. They defied the king's command and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make this decree. Talk about humble pie. Therefore, I make this decree. If any people, whatever their race or nation or language, speak a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will be torn limb from limb, and their houses will be turned into heaps of rubble. There is no other God who can rescue like this. The heathen, Nebuchadnezzar, the one who worshipped all sorts of other idols, including his own, made this declaration, there is no other God who can rescue like this. In a moment, in a suddenly moment, God changed a national landscape because three boys were willing to go through the fire. They refused to compromise. They weren't worried about their comfort. They weren't worried about themselves. And God used them to change a nation in an instant. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to even higher positions in the province of Babylon. The goal is not to avoid the trial. The goal is not to cope through the trial. The goal is to go through the fire. Go through. Go through. Don't avoid it. Some of us maybe like almost like a dog, you know, who that needs to get their shots or needs to go to the vet, and they got their paws in and they're just trying to not have to go into the vet, and they're being pulled in. And I think sometimes we're kind of like that. No, no, don't make me uncomfortable. I just want my normal back. No, no, don't make me uncomfortable. I don't want to grow. No, I just need something to feel better right now. I don't need to worry about the future or what happens next. I just need to feel better right now. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they weren't worried about any of that stuff. They went through the fire. So what happened when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went through the fire? Number one, they were unharmed, but all of the ropes that bound them, they got destroyed. They didn't even smell like smoke. But when they came out, an entire nation had a new law that honored their God. In an instant. In an instant. What can God do through you in this season if you are willing to stay uncomfortable long enough for God to do something through you so that people can see his glory in your life? Because instead of avoiding, you went through the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were agents of change on a national level because they went through. Theologists believe this is called a theophany. It's a theophany of Jesus. That it was Jesus himself who was in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I know the fire stinks. I know the fire's not fun. But if there's one thing we can get, is there were three that went in, but in the fire, there were four. That Jesus was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, in the flame. He was right there, and he will be with you too. He is with you right now. You are not alone. You are not alone. When you get antsy and you feel like your skin's crawling and you got to go somewhere and you got to do something and you just can't stay, he's with you in those moments. When the thoughts come, whatever they are, financial, health, family, future, when those thoughts start rolling, when the enemy plays that reel in front of your eyes, in the mind's eye, he is with you in the fire. He's with you. Right now, he is with you. Matter of fact, in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, it's not up there, just listen. In Matthew 1, 23, it says, look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God is with us. Matter of fact, this was a quote from the prophet Isaiah. You can look it up in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. It's a direct quote from the book of Isaiah. The virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him what? Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that day in the fire, they experienced Emmanuel. They experienced God with us. Isaiah 8:10 says this. It says, call your councils of war, but they will be worthless. Develop your strategies, but they will not succeed. For God is with us. You know what that word in the Hebrew literally says? It's interpreted for us, for God is with us. It's one word, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Why will the strategies of their enemies not succeed? One word, Emmanuel. God is with us. In Mark chapter 14, we're going to go to the Garden of Gethsemane just for a moment as we're about to close. In Mark chapter 14, verse 34, it says this. He told them, Jesus is speaking to his disciples. He told them, my soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Then he returned and found the disciples asleep. Bummer. Couldn't you watch with me even for 1 hour? Keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh, the body, is weak. Then Jesus left them again and prayed the same prayers before. When he returned to them again, he found them sleeping, for they couldn't keep their eyes open, and they didn't know what to say. You know, in the Garden of Gethsemane, it's funny. Jesus was with his disciples, but his disciples, they weren't really with Jesus. Jesus, in the middle of what he was about to go through, was still Emmanuel, God with us. But his disciples, they slept. They were too exhausted, too tired, too overwhelmed with grief. Whatever it was, they slept. And when Jesus came back to them, they didn't know what to say. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, man, they were fully awake. They were fully alive. And they went through and they experienced Emmanuel in the middle of the fire. My encouragement for you today, church, is wake up. Wake up. Emmanuel, God is with you. Don't try to avoid the fire. Don't try to avoid the flames. Just as my wife said, the flames purge us. They melt the gold so that those impurities come to the surface so that they can be swept away and the gold can be even more pure and perfect than it was before. In this season, don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. It is so easy to check out, to be overwhelmed by everything going on around us, by the news, by whatever else may be going on in your life, in your home. It's easy to check out because it's just too much. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went through too much, and God was with them. For you today, right now, it might be easier to get comfortable than to pray. Choose to pray. It might be easier to cope than to talk to God about what's going on. Talk to God. It might be easier to stuff whatever it is that you want to make the pain go away instead of going through with God, who is your Emmanuel. He is God with you. He is God with you. I want to pray for you. Right now, he's with you. He's Emmanuel. He's your Emmanuel. He is God with you. He's not just God with me. He is God with you. Right where you are, in your home, he is God with you. He is God with you. God, I don't know what my friend here is watching, is going through, that's watching, is going through. But you do, Lord God. You do, and you are right with them. In the pain, in the uncertainty, in the fire, you are right there with them. God, I pray that two things would happen in all of our lives. Number one, that we would not avoid the fire. We wouldn't try to get out of uncomfortable situations. We wouldn't try to avoid things that might actually have to grow us and might actually get us out of our comfort seat. And our comfort zone. But Lord, that we would choose today to go through. So I pray for my brother and sister that they, Lord God, would have strength of character to go through, that they would find you faithful in the fire. You are amazing. You are perfect, God, and you will never leave them alone. And secondly, Lord, I pray that they would know your peace, your strength, your love, and your comfort in the middle of whatever mess they're in the middle of the flames, in the middle of the uncertainty, whatever it is, I pray peace over your home, peace over your life. Holy Spirit, love on your sons and daughters today. In Jesus' name I pray. Just receive that. Just hold out your hands like you're gonna receive. You know, I found a little side note, just keep your hands there. I found that God speaks to me more often when I open up the page and have the pen ready. So our hands today are signs of a physical posture of a spiritual awareness to say, God, I'm expecting. God, I pray peace. Holy Spirit, love your child. Invade every home right now. Invade every heart right now with your presence. Heal, restore, deliver. I pray deliverance for every person who needs it. Every person who's stuck in their own thoughts, stuck in their own head, I pray for deliverance, for new thoughts, new mindsets, new emotional habits in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, that you are more than enough and more than anything today. You are Emmanuel, God with us. So right here, right where we are, you're present. Thank you for being with us. Every day, all the time, no matter what. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Be with Jesus this week. When he tugs on your heart, says, hey, come on, let's spend time together. Hey, come on, let's pray. Don't slumber. Go to Jesus. Spend time with him. He wants to meet with you every day, right where you are. God bless you. God keep you. God cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. We love you. We miss you. We can't wait to see you in person. We thank you, Lord, that you are watching over each and every one watching today. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Thanks for watching. We will see you on Wednesday. And I'll see you next weekend as well. God bless.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We believe you can have a part in what God is doing through Passion Church. Your generosity helps us make a difference in the lives of those who are touched by the ministry here. Visit passionchurches.com or simply text the word PASSIONNJ to 77977 and follow the links to give. Text and data rates may apply. If you have any questions or feedback that you'd like to share with us, everything you need can be found at passionchurches.com. We can't wait to hear from you. On our website, you can download our app, connect with us on social media, and check out all that's happening here at the church. Again, thank you for listening right here at Passion Church.